And a similar thing happens when you plot the Fermi surface. There's, for, if you choose a small energy, there's not even a very small energy chosen, but if you choose a small energy, it looks like a sphere when all the states are far from the Brillouin zone boundaries. And then as the energy is chosen bigger, the Fermi surface bends over and hits the Brillouin zone boundaries at 90 degrees. But now for FCC, the first Brillouin zone is one of these truncated octahedrons. So there are six-sided faces in the 1-1-1 directions. And there are eight of them, because if you have a cube, there are eight corners of the cube, so there are eight of these six-sided faces. You can see maybe one drawn here, like that. So this is the one on the six-sided face. So this looks different than the one for simple cubic. For simple cubic, the holes appeared on the six faces of the cube, and now it appears on the eight six-sided faces of the truncated octahedron. Those points where the holes appear are the closest on the Brillouin zone to the gamma point, to K0. And then as you increase the energy, those holes get bigger and bigger, and at a certain point, they disconnect into these small surfaces like this.